It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. An Instagram post by Pittsburgh Steelers outside linebacker James Harrison has rekindled a national discussion on whether we're making our kids too soft. The issue he addresses is the awarding of participation trophies in kids' sports. Has this practice gone too far? I'm joined now by phone by Dr. Amy Kimball, a Pittsburgh-based mental training consultant and author of the blog post Participation Trophies, The Good, the Bad, and the Lessons Learned. Amy Kimball, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
This debate isn't new, so why do you suppose what James Harrison had to say suddenly reopened it, reignited it?
I think when you have a high-profile sports figure taking a stance on anything, it's going to cause a discussion. And when it's something as intense as winning can be and trophies, and when it involves children, people stand up and take notice and they have opinions on the matter.
So what is the right thing?
I don't think there is a right thing. I think what it comes down to is what do you want your children to learn through sport? And I would always tell parents, before they enroll their children in any kind of activity, find out what that sport stands for, what that organization and that league stands for. And as a parent, ask yourself what you want your child to get out of this experience. And that will dictate whether or not you believe participation trophies are good or bad.
Doesn't it depend on the child, though? I mean, you know, all children, of course, are different, and, you know, parents may have the same expectations for them, but some kids might need, you know, more of a confidence boost than other kids, right?
Absolutely. I think most kids need a confidence boost, and a lot of the discussion depends on what age group you're talking about. At younger ages, what you're really looking for out of sports participation is to make them feel like they're good at something, that they're connected to their friends, that there's something they can work to get better at. And so confidence comes from them knowing even if they struggle, they can still get it. They don't necessarily have to be the best one out there on the field, but they have to know they can do the basics of the skill. And so getting positive feedback, whether it's praise from a coach or maybe it is a trophy at the end of the season, that can really help them want to stick with the sport.
But you say that you're more in line with James Harrison on this. Why is that?
I don't like participation trophies. I don't think there's much value in saying, hey, you showed up, here's a trophy. I've seen it with different teams and different organizations, and I've had this discussion with a lot of people. Just giving somebody something for signing up doesn't teach them anything at all, because there'll be kids who show up for one practice or one game and they still get a trophy at the end of the season. I had my daughter signed up for a local t-ball league. She showed up for one practice. I just didn't think it was right for her, so I didn't take her to another one. At the end of the season, the coach called me and said, hey, there's an award ceremony. Is she going to be there? She didn't even participate, and so I just didn't think there was any value in participation trophies. Now, if the kids have goals that they're working towards, and if maybe there's a certificate or the coaches talk to the children about why they're getting the award, what they learned, what they improved on, and it's personalized for each child, that's a little bit different than here's some hardware just for showing up.
You also say it's not the trophy, though, that's bad. It's the reason why it's given that is being questioned.
Right. Because trophies aren't evil. Everybody likes to get a trophy, whether it's a championship trophy or a medal just because you won first place. It's not the trophy. The trophy is just representative of either success or accomplishment. And so if the reason you're getting it is just for showing up, that's no reason at all. But if the reason is because you worked hard, because you won, because you got better, because your team was successful, all of those are good reasons for the trophy. So you don't have to bash trophies. It's why they're being handed out that's important.
Now, you have children. Is that correct, Dr. Kimball?
Yes.
What happens when your kids get awards, as was the case with your daughter? What do you say to them?
I talk to them about it. So right now I have an 11-month-old, a 3-year-old, and a 5-year-old. And the older two are in a soccer league that they don't play games. They just go and they learn how to play. And then my daughter's also been in tennis camps. And they've gotten little things at the end of camp for participating. And throughout the season, every time we go to practice, I'm always talking to them about, at the end of the practice, what did you learn today? How did you get better? What did you hear from the coach? And so that they're constantly hearing the message of every day it's important to work on something new. So that way, at the end of the season, if the coach just gives them trophies, maybe the coach doesn't say anything, but I say, why do you think you got this? What did you do that led you to get this trophy? And so we talk about all of the things that they worked on and improved on that year. So for me, maybe the coach is just handing out a trophy, but as a parent, it's the lesson that you talk to them about when you give them that trophy. So me, I talk to them. Even at 3 and 5, they still understand the message. James Harrison chooses to say, this trophy is not important unless you win something. And that's a lesson the kids are learning as well. And it's a fine one. It's a good lesson.
What about kids that are picked last or end up sitting on the bench? What is the lesson for them?
Well, I think it depends the age group, because as you get older, at some point you're going to realize maybe I'm not as good as I think. And maybe they're on the bench because they aren't that good. Sometimes it's their talent, sometimes it's their work ethic. But if they think I should get playing time just because I'm here, well, if you're a senior in high school, that's not the competitive level that you're at, then maybe you should be on the bench. But at younger ages, if they're not getting that playing time and they are picked last all the time, they're not going to stick with that sport very long, which is sad because many sports they can play for their life. And if they lose their passion for a sport early on, it's hard to get them back. And so it is important at young ages to give playing time, to give them competitive opportunities, and not making it 100% about winning if you want kids to stay involved in the sport.
But should kids want to win?
Yes, absolutely. Winning is good.
At all ages?
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with wanting to win. But winning isn't about wishing everybody else does bad. And it's not winning at all costs and cheating your way to a win. It's saying, I want to win. I want to be the best one out here. Because ultimately, that's a very good quality in life. It's what makes people successful, is wanting to be the best. Whether or not they get that isn't the important part. It's the competitiveness. It's the drive to want to be something and accomplish something. Because if you just go through life wanting to be mediocre, that's probably what's going to happen. But the more you're driven to succeed, the more you're driven to win, the more successful you'll be.
Now, before you were a teenager, if a kid is in a situation where by the time they get to high school, they're not getting the opportunities because it's a more competitive situation, it may not be fun for them, but at an earlier age, should the emphasis be on fun? Should it be more about having a good time and doing something that, as you say, could end up being a lifelong physical fitness activity, as opposed to having winning being the most important thing, or as Coach Vince Lombardi used to say, the only thing?
Well, winning is fun, but I do think that at younger ages, it can't be all about winning, because that changes the coaching style, that changes what you do. You can teach kids, we want to win, we want to go out here and play our best, but it's hard to teach fun. And so the more the coach does competitive drills, but that are, the kids are engaged, they're having fun, they're participating, it can be competitive without only being about winning. It can be fun without all of the negative stuff that comes along when people think it's all about winning. And so I really think that the number one thing for coaches of youth sport and for parents as well, the kids should be having fun. As you get older, they should still have fun, but more of an emphasis is going to be on winning. But when you're talking about kids in grade school and even middle school, fun should be number one, and being with friends. Those are the two most important factors. And what a lot of the research shows is when kids do feel connected to their peers and they are having fun, they tend to be much more successful.
So much of this seems to be about not wanting kids to feel bad, not wanting anybody to have hurt feelings. Should that be an important consideration? Should the adults who are organizing the sports and the coaches and those who are deciding who get the trophies, should they be worrying as much as they are about kids, or as much as they seem to be, about kids feeling bad or having their feelings get hurt?
No, because I think a lot of that has to do with the coaching, but also the parenting. If your child is one that doesn't get an MVP trophy and they're upset because their best friend got this shiny new trophy, it's talking to them and saying, she worked really hard. Be proud of her that she got that. And next year, you just work to get it yourself. So it's not teaching them, I didn't get it. I'm not good enough. I'm never going to be good enough. It's saying, she was better than you at this camp or at this league, but that doesn't mean you're never going to get there. And so I think it drives them. And yeah, the kid is going to be upset, but sometimes that's a good thing because they realize, is there something more I can do? The problem is if the child thinks they weren't good enough and they'll never be good enough, then they start to give up. But if as a parent you could talk to them about what they can be doing better, how they can work harder, and it's not necessarily always a comparison of she's better than you. It was just the coaches gave her this award for these reasons, but here's what you had that you possibly could have gotten the award as well, and here's the things you can do better.
You know, an old episode of The Andy Griffith Show is coming to mind when Opie enters a race and there's a medal at stake and he loses and he's a bad loser and his dad sits him down and explains the importance of being a good loser as well as a good winner. So sounds like there's a multi-layered lesson here, Dr. Kimball.
There is. It's winning and losing, neither are bad. They just are what they are. And it's the lessons you learn from that. And when you're talking about youth sport, it's about teaching the kids life skills. And so they are going to be upset, but you can't always protect them. I've heard this term being thrown around called snowplow parents, where they just try to smooth the path for their kids the whole way. And that's not going to be helpful later in life when they don't get to choose who their teachers are, when they don't get to choose who their boss is, and things aren't always going to be easy. Sometimes they have to learn at a young age, and kids are smart and kids are resilient. And the best lessons learned are the ones learned the hard way.
Dr. Amy Kimball is a Pittsburgh-based mental training consultant and author of the blog post Participation Trophies, The Good, The Bad, and The Lessons Learned. Dr. Kimball, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you for sharing your insights with us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me. This is a great topic.
And I'm joined now by phone by Ashley Merriman, author of the New York Times essay, Losing is Good for You, to discuss this further. Ashley Merriman, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
And we'd like to hear from you. If your child receives a trophy purely for participating in a sport, as far as you're concerned, has he or she earned it? Does it matter? Would you let them keep it? Call us. 412-246-2002 is the number to join our conversation. 412-246-2002. Email is esspgh@wesa.fm. On Twitter at ESSPGH. Again, the number to call to join the conversation with your comment or question, 412-246-2002. Ashley Merriman, why is losing good for you?
Well, let's be clear. This is not about staging experiences of failure. Because parents have actually asked me, well, should I intentionally enroll my kid in something and I know they're bad at it so they can experience failure? No, they're kids. They're going to screw up. They're going to make mistakes. What's important is not the losing experience itself, but coming back from the loss. Realizing, hey, I made a mistake. As Amy was saying, well, did you learn from it? What did you learn? What would you do differently? And realizing that the losing isn't catastrophe. It's just something that will happen. And tomorrow, maybe you'll lose, maybe you'll win. But other things will happen, and we have to pick up and move on from these experiences.
Yeah, and the nature of sports is such that I wouldn't think you'd have to really stage anything. I mean, take baseball, for example. You're successful if you're a 300 hitter. That means 3 hits in every 10 at-bats, mm-hmm. meaning that you have failed 7 of the 10 times. Most of the time, you're failing. So it seems that there's plenty of lessons in failing, because it happens a lot, doesn't it?
Lessons in sports or just failing generally? Yeah. I mean,
well, no, I'm going to say sports, but that can also mm-hmm. translate to other lessons relating to other aspects of life later on.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, the idea that you can make a mistake, but your teammates still value you. You know, they're still your friends. hey, you maybe you're the worst kid playing on the team, but you make us all laugh. And if it weren't for the way you laugh, we wouldn't want to have come to practice because you make it fun for us. So there's value in the contributing to the community and learning those skills just as much as there is in terms of the physical skills, the result of the game, anything like that. And that's why I hate participation trophies. I agree with a lot of what Amy said, but I disagree with some things. I hate participation trophies. I hate trophies that are given that are false praise. I mean, I'm just militantly against them because kids are looking for feedback, but it needs to be honest feedback, not feedback that is manipulating kids into doing something else. That's what participation trophies, I think, are. They're trying to manipulate you into feeling the way we want you to feel, to doing the things we want you to do. They're not any reflection on what the kid actually did.
That's an interesting take. We have JJ on Twitter who is writing about this topic in his blog, JJ Hensley. He ends the piece by saying, maybe the fact that we are teaching our children that a trophy rather than the experience gained through a journey is the true measure of accomplishment is the real issue.
I do think that's part of it. I think JJ is on one of the real questions. To me, and you were mentioning earlier, well, you know, what about the kid who wouldn't have won and we give them trophies and help them feel better and blah, blah, blah. And the idea is, well, if everybody gets a trophy, we're taking the pressure off. I actually argue the opposite. You know, maybe one participation medal, but we're not talking about that, right? We're talking 7, 8 in a single weekend of activities, dozens over a period of a couple years. And to me, rather than saying, you're all winners, it doesn't matter, what we're really saying is, you must always be a winner. Nothing is worth doing unless you came home with a trophy. You know, Amy mentioned the importance of play with kids. I'd rather no kid get a trophy than everyone get a trophy. Because I want you to say, hey, this is just about play. This is just about skill building. I don't care about the result. And these constant trophies are constantly saying the only thing that matters is the end result. And the benefit of competition, it turns out, is not winning. I mean, that's the goal of entering a contest. You probably don't enter if you know you're going to lose, right? But the benefit of competition is improvement in the moment and over time because you're pushing yourself and you're using other people's reference points. Am I doing everything I possibly could? Oh, he's working harder than me. I should try that. And using other people to inspire you to do more. And if we keep focusing on the only thing that matters is if you got a trophy at the end, we're missing the whole point of competition, that improvement and engagement over time.
That's Ashley Merriman, her New York Times essay, Losing is Good for You. We're talking about the comments by Steelers linebacker James Harrison looking at participation trophies. He asked his children, in fact, he stepped in and decided to return their participation trophies recently, sparking a debate on this topic. We'll take your calls at 412-246-2002 and continue with Ashley Merriman. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and in the wake of Pittsburgh Steeler outside linebacker James Harrison's Instagram post about participation trophies being worthless, we're discussing whether participation trophies are good for kids. Our guest is Ashley Merriman, whose New York Times essay is Losing is Good for You. We have lots of callers, and we'll get to hopefully all of you and your tweets as well.
What we want to teach kids is about goal setting. I would rather chat at the beginning of every semester, say, these are the things you need to do to earn a belt, to earn an award. It's up to you to do it or not.
If you just have discretion, then
the kid doesn't actually know, well, what did I do to deserve this?
Well, even more
complicated. Amy was saying she's going to have to sort of guess, Well, I think the coach gave it to you because of this, so you should keep doing that.
Well, he's putting it on the parent.
Ashley,
he's putting it on the parent to decide if the kid deserves the trophy.
I would want the parents or the kids, or ideally both, to understand why they give trophies well before they actually hand them out. Now, in terms of the talking to the mom and saying, do you want me to give it to him? I don't have a problem with that. But I still think that as a coach, you have an opportunity to say, I'm giving you this trophy because of this.
Sure.
And I would rather him, you say, hey, mom, is this okay with you? She can say yes or no. But the coach still uses that as a teaching moment. This is why you're getting this. These are things you are doing well. And go from there.
Let's go to Reverend Dan from Blonox. Reverend Dan, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead with your comment.
I'm just listening to the conversation here for a couple of minutes, and this is a tough one. You know, as somebody who, you know, as a Christian or anybody that's coming from a particular religious perspective, how you see competition is a very interesting concept. And I'm 48 years old. I've coached my kids. They're now in their middle to late teens. I've coached their friends. And sometimes there's an overemphasis, and I've probably been guilty of this at times, on winning and losing. And maybe there should be more of an emphasis on the journey. And I told the girl that took the phone call, I was thinking of Gene Collier's article in the newspaper the other day about the Pirates and how much baseball is left to be played and whether this is a successful season if the Pirates don't get to the playoffs or whatever. And he was trying to emphasize that it's the journey. And I thought it was wonderful, because so often we miss that it's really, you know, about the kids not just participating, because I don't think participation medals are good. I really don't think that's
well,
a good
Dan,
thing.
Let me jump, Dan, let me jump in. Ashley, what about Dan's point that it's not about the winning, it's about the journey? We hear that a lot. It seems almost trite, but do you get his point?
Well, absolutely. I think it plays off what I was saying earlier, that the benefit of competition is improvement. So I would, you know, I have no problem if a coach says we give an award for most improved. And maybe the kid who wins most improved is still the worst kid on the team, but he's actually put out the most effort, he's done the practice, and he is improving. I absolutely think that. I like actually locating on improvement rather than the journey, because I think sometimes it seems too easy to say, right?
Right,
oh,
right.
It's a journey. Okay, fine. But if you do improvement, you can say, that's measurable. Right, I can actually, you know, how much have you improved?
Sure.
What new skills have you learned? Have your skills improved?
And later in life,
and
your supervisors.
And measurable pieces of improvement, that's what keeps the kid engaged, because they see the progress they're making.
Right, and later in life, your supervisors will ask you for the measurables, you know, how did you improve? That's mm-hmm. what they're looking for, so it applies to things that occur as you grow older. Let's move on to Jeff from New Alexandria. Jeff. Hi, welcome. You're on Essential Pittsburgh. Jeff, you're on the air. Hi.
I'd like to take it a step further and just mention what we connotate or what we define as heroes today. That's a popular thing, too. We're talking about football players, and we put them in a category of heroes. Isn't it the same that we're doing with our kids by just indiscriminately calling them a hero because they participated? I agree with Ashley. I think it's just kind of silly.
Interesting point. Ashley?
Well, you know, sports heroes, if we're, you know, talking about, you know, is that a problem? Should we label someone as a hero just because they play sports? And when there's scientists, people in the military, people in, you know, around the world who are serving and get unrecognized. And I agree that we should be celebrating other people as heroes. And just because you're an athlete doesn't mean you are a hero. But I understand why we have such focus on them. And that's because a sports contest has pretty clear outcomes. I know because I watched the guy run and score that he ran and he scored. And lots of modern life is based on these sort of fuzzy things we don't really understand, didn't really affect our life. Some expert says, well, this economic report happened, so somehow that's going to change your credit rating. Or this happened somewhere in a military setting and that affects you because. But we have to kind of trust people to do these. And when you go to the Steelers game, when you watch the Pirates, you know what's going on and you can participate in it. So that's why sports are so engaging. And it's not just an American piece of culture. This is around the world. But we like these clear results. And because they're clear results, I have to think they have that sort of special appeal to us, and that's why it's easy for them to become heroes, whereas a scientist who may have come up with a really big discovery, it's still kind of fuzzy for us to understand why it's a big deal.
And Ashley, you bring up something, too. Are we over-worshipping athletes? But that's a question for another day and another show because we're out
yes,
of time. Ashley Merriman, thank you so much for being with us on Essential Pittsburgh. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
We'll end on this tweet from Samuel, who says, awards, participation as awards are good as long as they're appropriate. Shirts or ribbons, sure. Trophies, maybe not. Until tomorrow, with Rocky Blyer, I'm Paul Guggenheimer saying thanks for listening.